Hey everybody, it's your man Headcrack, and this is the Dish Nation Podcast or Audio Boom. It's all the funny stuff for the TV show, but exclusively for your listening pleasure. Right here, we got the ATL team in the building. Clap it up one time. Yeah.
Hey y'all, it's Portia Williams, and we slay all day.
Hey, what up? This your boy Ricky Smiley, man. Hey, welcome to Dish Nation, and we got jokes. That's right, S-E-K-O-J, spelled backwards.
Yo, yo, what up? It's your girl, the B-R-A-T-U-D.
And you got Gary with the tea here, baby, where everything is hot in my teapot.
Now that's it for ATL. Now over to LA. What up?
Thank you, Headcrack. I'm Frank Kramer representing the left coast.
What's up, guys? It's Heidi Hamilton, and welcome to the Dish Nation party.
Now that's our team. Now on to what you've already been waiting for. What you really want. Your show. Here you go. Dish
Nation. Welcome to Dish Nation, y'all.
Oh, welcome.
Yeah, man, we got so much good stuff today, and later on in the show, we'll tell you which artists hate their hit songs. Plus, we'll be celebrating my bestie's birthday, which calls for a fabulous game, dog.
No!
But first, honey, Chrissy Teigen and John Legend's living situation is a little unorthodox.
How's that so? Mm.
Well, anyone who follows Chrissy on social media knows that her mom is a big part of the picture, but what about Chrissy's dad?
Oh, yeah. Are they still together?
Girl, well, Chrissy's parents are still married, but okay. Apparently her mom lives with them at home, and her dad lives 10 minutes away.
Oh, that's weird.
But he visits a lot.
Yeah, well, that ain't cute, honey.
It sounds like the perfect marriage to me.
Don't it sound awesome?
Hell yeah.
If you're Chrissy Teigen and your mom is always around helping out, that's probably dope. But John Legend probably wants her to go home.
Yeah. But she can. It's 10 minutes away.
Yeah.
Anyway, Chrissy says he comes by every day and they're married. It just works for them. It's a good family life. We're all very close and very tight-knit. Gary!
If they were that damn close, the mom and dad would be living together.
That is
John Legend probably don't really want another man living in his house. Like, that's a... No.
And man ego won't allow you to live in another man's house.
Yeah, that's not
you got
true.
Your own crib.
That's so true.
And see, that's what I always tell my mom. I'm like, listen, why you ask for all these grandbabies? You know you're going to have to leave your man to come live with me.
Right.
I mean, because that's just what's going to have to happen.
Yeah. Ooh, I would love to hear John Legend's take on this. Because he probably tolerates it.
Yeah.
But I'm sure he doesn't love
it. But he's barely there too, so.
I'm sure he go into his little studio room and bang on the piano keys real hard.
Yeah.
So, we're not ordinary people.
Right. Well, y'all, Gwyneth Paltrow may just have the most versatile engagement ring ever.
What is
versatile?
Yeah, y'all, check this out. We know that Gwyneth's sapphire engagement ring is enormous, right?
Yeah.
Well, apparently, it is more useful than just sitting on her finger looking pretty.
Really? Okay.
Yeah, so...
glass?
A little worse than that. Gwyneth visited The Late Show with Stephen Colbert, and while pointing out the size of a ring, Stephen asked if it was used as a yoni egg as well, to which Gwyneth responded, hell yeah.
Oh, what? Really?
Yes.
As a guy, what is a yoni egg?
Wait, I learned that a yoni egg...
Oh.
It's a yoni egg. It looks like an actual egg, but it's normally like some type of stone, energy stone, if you will.
Okay.
And you put it in the center of the universe, being your center of the universe.
Yeah,
you put it down there. You put it in there, and what you do is you flex and you work your Kegel muscles, and it will snatch back what time has loosened up.
Okay, it's like a deadlift for downstairs.
There you go.
How do you get it?
Is it a string? You just pop it in there, and it has a string.
Okay.
It has a string, and you could put weights on it, or you could just leave the egg up there all day.
Her ring ain't that damn big.
Well, she could be kidding, but it's a yoni egg, so she very well could be putting it up there.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. That's cute.
Yeah, maybe. Mm-hmm. Now, the yoni egg, I tried it, and it really wasn't for me because apparently I didn't say that. So she was like, let's do a challenge and put shoes on it, like hook shoes on the string that's hanging. And guess how many shoes I was able to hang?
How many?
Four! And it didn't even fall out!
Really? So you was that tight?
Snap back! Got that snapper! Okay.
All right, before Justin Bieber came into the picture, Selena Gomez had a crush on a different singing creature.
What?
Oh. She sure did, honey. Now, we all remember y'all cute little 7-year-old Selena starring on Barney and Friends. But it turns out, even at such a young age, honey, she already had a little crush on the big purple dinosaur.
A crush? gosh, Barney.
Me said that Barney was hot.
He was. Very much so. I remember her saying that at the age of 8.
Wow.
Because he was. You have to be very fit, right, to do that, because it's 50 pounds of a costume.
Stuff, yeah.
So he would take it off, and he's got his muscles, and he's sweating, and we're like, okay, we are children.
I don't remember Barney having muscles. He had the littlest arms.
He did.
Like, where was the muscle?
She said when he got out the costume.
Oh, she was fast, honey. That's what you call fast back in the day.
Fast.
She was mannish. So a crush is 7 years old. Do y'all remember having a crush as a young kid like that?
Not seven.
Who?
Maria from Sesame Street.
Yeah, you said that.
Dolly Parton.
Y'all remember Steve Urkel?
Yeah.
But I liked when he was Stefan.
Yes!
Oh, I would just watch the whole show just to see if Stefan was going to show up.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
All right, so moving on. As an artist, it's always a great feeling when your song becomes a hit. But there are actually some artists out there who actually hate their hit songs.
Ooh.
Like Madonna, all right? So she has racked up an astonishing 49 top 40 hits throughout her career.
Right.
But she is so over two of her biggest songs. Take a guess which two they are.
Like a Virgin had to be one of her biggest.
Yeah.
Like a Virgin is one of those.
Okay.
And the other one was Holiday. She recently did an interview.
Holiday!
Yeah.
In an interview with New York Z100, she admitted, I'm not sure if I can sing Holiday or Like a Virgin ever again. I just can't, unless somebody paid me like $30 million or something.
Oh, really?
I can see that. They don't really match who she is now at all. Like, all happy-go-lucky,
yeah,
like.
Yeah, but when you go to a Madonna concert, you want to hear those songs. And unfortunately, when you have a hit, you will be performing that for the rest of your life.
Yeah.
People be walking up to me like, so funked up, and be like, oh, God.
All right, so Miley Cyrus, she had Party in the USA, and it was one of the catchiest songs of 2009, but Miley admitted that she only picked the song because she needed something to go with a clothing line.
That is so true. That was her, like, American brand around that time.
Oh. But that might be the only Miley Cyrus song I know, because a Jay-Z song was on, and a Jay-Z song was on, and a Jay-Z song was on.
Yeah. See what you did.
It was in the lyrics. Lady Gaga, she did that big duet with Beyonce, Telephone.
Yeah.
And, it was a huge collab, you know, because it was like pop and R&B merging together, but she didn't like that song.
What?
Lady Gaga told Pop Justice, I hate Telephone. Is that terrible to say? It's the song that I have the most difficult time listening to. She also admitted that the production process was very stressful, which also contributed to her strong feelings about the record.
I understand that.
Is that some shade to Beyonce?
That's why she don't want to be bothered with her.
And then, you know, Gaga looked a little stressed in that damn video trying to keep up with Beyonce dance moves. So I don't blame you, sister. I'll be stressed, too, having to be next to Beyonce.
Right. Katy Perry, she's super known for I Kissed a Girl.
Don't tell me she don't like kissing girls anymore.
Well, she doesn't necessarily hate the song, but she did admit that she would rework it if she had the chance.
Well, you don't really think about it when you're recording a song that you're going to have to sing it over and over and over and over again.
But guess what? You're getting them checks over and over and over.
So, Portia, how do you feel about Flatline?
I would love to sing Flatline if anybody want to ask.
Would you sing it for real?
No.
They should sing it at funerals.
Why? Flatline?
Well, y'all, Jenna Dewan wants everyone to know that despite what you think, she does not have the perfect life.
Oh.
I love when people scream things like this, like we asked them.
I think people say that to her. She says, yeah. I despise the word perfect. When people say you guys have such a perfect life, I want to scream and tell them no one's perfect. I think there's such a thing as great fits, but we're not perfect. Are you kidding? We fight like other couples. We disagree about things. We have days where we don't really like each other.
Oh.
Yeah, like even on social media, do y'all find yourselves not posting all the perfect stuff, like traveling everywhere and all that? Like also post some bad stuff too?
I just post stuff of fun stuff, my dogs and stuff that people will like enjoy.
I don't think I'm being personal. I think that I be trying not to be petty and trying not to put my feelings out there, but I'll find the perfect depressed quote. And I be like, I want to seem happy today. No, don't post that. And I'll post it. And they be like, yes, bitch, I'm depressed too. I get it. I know how you feel.
Y'all know what though, honey?
What?
Today is Mariah Carey's birthday.
Yay!
I bet I can beat Brad, honey, in a Mariah Carey's tribute.
I bet you can't, honey. Oh. Not on 327, boo.
Oh.
What's up, y'all? Welcome back to Dish Nation. And guess what day it is?
You will always be a part of me.
If you didn't get it, it's Mariah Carey's birthday.
Yeah.
So in honor of this special day, you know what we got to do?
What?
We got to play a Mariah Carey trivia game.
Yes! Yes!
I think we should play for a friendship.
Yeah.
What?
Yeah.
We're going to take your friend today.
Whoever gets the most questions right is officially Mariah Carey's friend. I like that.
I'm not going to answer none of the questions because I know every answer.
Okay.
And it'll be so unfair. Go ahead. Let's go.
Name Mariah's 2001 movie debut. Gary.
What was Glitter?
That's correct. Name Mariah Carey's first husband. Porsche.
Tony.
Gary.
Tommy Mottola.
That's correct.
I was like, Tommy Montana.
Yeah, that's Scarface.
Oh, my God.
All right, fill in the blank.
For Gary.
The Emancipation of?
Proclamation, bitch.
Gary.
Mimi.
God, doggy.
Good job, Gary.
The Emancipation of Proclamation?
Bitch.
What animal is Mariah's signature symbol? Porsche.
Lamb.
Gary?
What? I'm right.
You wrong as hell.
Her signature animal, butterflies.
That's correct.
That's not no damn
that's
animal.
That's not an animal. That's an insect.
Exactly. You said animal, and
no,
if it's animal,
thank
it's
you.
Lamb.
Thank go to the next.
If you said animal, it's
thank
lamb.
You.
We stand. We
but
stand.
The answer is butterfly. What are the names of Mariah's children? Gary.
What her children name? Oh, shit.
We don't have time for this. Yes.
Morocco and Milan.
Brad, will we accept this as an answer?
Hell to the no.
Oh, Morocco and Moron.
Not Moron.
You gotta watch it,
sucker.
You're
an idiot.
And get no points. It's Moro and Moroccan.
Oh, damn.
Oh, yes, I remember that.
We're close. We're a little slow.
What celebrity did Mariah Carey say she didn't know? Porsche.
J-Lo.
That is correct. Whose grand piano did Mariah buy? Gary.
Liberace's.
No.
Prince.
No.
That's a lie.
That is not right.
I'll answer that for you. Marilyn Monroe, darling.
And who knew she played piano?
It's the piano that Marilyn's mother bought her.
Oh. Wow.
Yeah. Okay. Fill in the next five words. You'll always be a part of me. Yes.
You'll be there when I need you. Oh,
no. Hell to the no.
I'm wrong. That's right.
You're wrong as possible.
No, you
will always be a part of me. What's the next five words?
Because you'll always be my baby.
Negative. Brat.
I'm part of you indefinitely.
That is correct.
That's a big word for
I'm
a song.
She does big words,
I'm
honey. She's big on that.
A big word.
And whoever can finish the next 16 words after that will win the entire game of Mariah Carey's friendship. Yes, Brad.
Since I'm already huffing.
That's not fair.
Well, he got to ask the question.
Yeah.
You got to be fair.
I see.
Yes,
no.
What's the question?
If you
got to
finish the next 16 words after the part that y'all didn't even already know.
Boy, don't you know you can't escape me. Ooh, darling, because you'll always be my baby. We can't even afford to play that.
That's all right. Well, let me do it.
Boy,
don't you know you can't escape me.
You got to do a grand prize one.
That is the grand prize one.
That was it. But we can't even play that because we all own it.
Well, I just want to say thank you to all the losers. You guys did such a great job.
But we love her.
And you do love her, and you do know some of her stuff. I can't expect you to know everything because she is, you know, my friend. Mm-hmm. But y'all lose, so y'all don't get the friendship. But I'll kindly introduce you guys one day. And Mariah, you'll always be a part of me. I'm part of you indefinitely. Love you, Shook.
I'm a lamb.
And I know the children.
Y'all don't move, man, because after the break, we're going to tell you which celebrity loves doing their own chores. Coming up next.
We know she's gonna watch this episode. Welcome back to Dish Nation. It's time for
What a Fashion!
Jason Momoa. Wow. Now, he may be gorgeous, but he's also a little filthy. Check this out. So, it's one thing just to not care when you're out and about running errands. Maybe he's just having a lazy day, like here.
Okay. This is kind of like a relaxed fit.
Yeah, you know, maybe he didn't realize the knees were dirty like that.
But that's the style of the pants. You know, the pants now come in so distressed. So, I think they look like just distressed pants.
Okay, maybe we'll give him that. But how about when you're actually going places and interacting with people, like during this AOL headquarters to speak with the AOL employees?
Honey, he's Jason Momoa. That couldn't be Leroy Johnson. He could go like that.
He's the speaker. How are you going to be sitting up there looking like that?
But a lot of those AOL people be like tech people.
Yeah, and he's got on sandals, too. Like, it's so, yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
He might be overdressed.
Okay, well, maybe he's blending in with the IT people. But how about here at the late night doing TV rounds visiting Jimmy Fallon on The Tonight Show? This is insane.
Baby, that's his how hair. You look. When you have money, you look like that.
Well, honey, I don't get this one. Now, okay. Now, but this one takes the cake. On the red carpet, not only wearing dirty pants, but bare feet. Look at this.
And those are the same pants he wore on Jimmy.
Girl, them the same pants from the tech. Really, I think we're looking at the same pants for a whole year. I would never date a guy who dressed like this. Because if you look dirty looking from the outside, then that means your other things smell musty. And I ain't about that, okay?
Because if your pants are dirty, then your thighs stink.
And if your thighs stink, what's up above your thighs stink?
While Jason Momoa, y'all, has a thing for dirty clothes, Ellen DeGeneres has a thing for clean carpet.
Please elaborate.
Yeah. Oh. Oh, wow. Oh, this is great. That's okay, a great team. That was cute. Whoever wrote that, kudos to you.
Now, Miss Ellen and Vinny out there, regardless of being rich, honey, she loves to do her own chores. In fact, honey, Ellen told her audience that her chores of preference are vacuuming and drying dishes.
Okay.
She said, quote, there's something really to me comforting about vacuuming.
You know what? Ellen seems like a person I would trust my life with, but she's lying about this one.
About what?
There's no way that Ellen's at home vacuuming and cleaning herself.
Yes.
Really? Yes,
I will vacuum every other day. If I see something on the floor, I hate hair on the floor. Any little thing. I love cooking, cleaning, washing clothes, folding them, putting them up. Like, it's therapeutic, and it smells awesome when you finish.
Ellen ain't cleaning nothing. She's too rich for that. I'm sorry.
No, it feels good, Portia.
She don't even know what a damn vacuum cleaner is.
Yes, she does.
No, she don't even know
what it is. She's got the newest vacuum cleaner. She might have her own brand of vacuum cleaner.
I was just about to say, she's just about to come out with her own home decor, cleaning stuff. And all of that to sell, this y'all. That's just a setup. I'm telling you, ain't no way.
Yeah, now that maybe.
This is a setup. Yeah, mark my word.
She like good carpet, though, so that's a good thing.
Clean carpet, good, darling. Good carpet. Yes.
Oh, y'all had me over here blushing.
Because your carpet clean.
I was like, ooh. Well, it's not a secret that we all love fried chicken. And now we might be able to find a job based on that quality alone. That's coming up next, Black people.
Dish Nation. Hey, y'all, welcome back to Dish Nation.
Woohoo!
British food chain B&M has posted a job listing for a chicken nugget connoisseur who will be involved in the company's expansion into fresh and frozen food. So if you guys meet any of these qualifications, you might be a perfect candidate.
Okay.
Check it out. Get in a 20-share box of nuggets from McDonald's and keeping them all for yourself.
I like the ones that's not white.
Dark meat nuggets? Yeah. I ain't never heard of that.
Nuggets.
You ain't been to McDonald's.
Never did.
All right. Being the first in the office kitchen whenever someone says that there's cake.
That'd probably be Gary. Gary, this your job. Damn near.
We usually know this food because Gary will walk in with, like, plates of it.
That's true.
Yes.
Yeah. He was like, I was in sales.
All right, what about that time you tripped and fell at the buffet but saved the plate before yourself?
Oh, that's me. I will risk my life for that plate.
All right, have any of y'all ever been to a party just because there was free food?
Yeah.
Yes, of course. I go on dates because there's free food.
Yeah.
So you for damn sure I'm at a party.
You could conduct a PowerPoint presentation on the reasoning behind curly fries being nicer than chips.
Yes.
Their version of French fries.
All day. Arby's curly fries. I can do a dissertation on that.
Now, based off of everything we said on this list, Portia, you're actually the perfect candidate.
Yeah.
Me? For the connoisseur job.
Me?
Okay. Bring it on.
You slim, but you got the heart of a sumo wrestler. Wardrobe provided by Robert Grant. Dish Nation. Thanks for checking out Dish Nation on Audio Boom. Make sure you listen to any episodes you may have missed. They're right down below, or maybe they're over there. Just scroll up. Look, you'll find it. If you like what you heard, share it with your friends. Even share it with your enemies. Either way, share it.